Hello, this is Greg Braden with The Divine Matrix, bridging time, space, miracles, and belief. Introduction. There's a place where all things begin. It's a place of pure energy that simply is. In this incubator of reality, all things are possible. From our personal success, abundance, and healing, to our failures, our lack, and disease, everything from our greatest fear to our deepest desire begins in this soup of quantum potential. It's through our reality makers of imagination, expectation, judgment, and prayer that we galvanize each possibility into existence. In our beliefs of who we are, what we have and don't have, and what should and shouldn't be, we breathe life into our greatest joys as well as our darkest fears. In 1944, Max Planck, the father of quantum theory, shocked the world by saying that it's precisely in this place, this matrix of energy that underlies our physical world, that everything from the birth of stars to the DNA of life begins. All matter exists by virtue of a force, he said, and we must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious, an intelligent mind. This mind is what he called the matrix of all matter. Well, recent discoveries now reveal dramatic evidence that Planck's matrix, the divine matrix, is real. It's this missing link in our understanding that provides the container for the entire universe, the bridge between our imagination and our reality, and the mirror in our world for the things that we create and our beliefs. To unleash the power of this matrix in our lives requires two things. First, we've got to understand what it is and how it works, and secondly, we must communicate with the energy that connects all things in a way that's meaningful. In other words, we've got to speak the language that it recognizes. As a former senior aerospace computer systems designer for more than 20 years, I've searched for the understandings to do just that. From the remote monasteries of Egypt, Peru, and Tibet to the forgotten texts that were edited by the early Christian church, the secret of the divine matrix was left to us. It was coded in the language of our most cherished traditions, and now it's verified in today's science. So when we ask ourselves the question of just what the divine matrix is, the answer itself tells us why it's so important in our lives. The divine matrix is our world. It's also everything in our world. It's us and all that we love, all that we hate, create, and experience. Living in the divine matrix, we're like artists, expressing our innermost passions, our fears, dreams, and desires through the essence of this mysterious quantum canvas. But we are the canvas as well as the images upon that canvas. We are the paints as well as the brushes. In the divine matrix, we're the container within which all things exist. We're the bridge between our inner and our outer worlds and the mirror that shows us what we've created. This book is for those who long to awaken the power of their greatest passions and deepest aspirations. In the divine matrix, you are the seed of every miracle as well as the miracle itself. The existence of a primal web of energy that connects our bodies, the world, and everything in the universe opens the door to a powerful and mysterious possibility. That possibility suggests that we may be much more than simply observers, passing through a brief moment of time in this creation that already exists. When we look at life, our spiritual and material abundance, our relationships, our careers, our deepest loves and our greatest achievements, as well as our fears and the lack of all those things, we may also be looking squarely into the mirror of our truest and sometimes most unconscious beliefs. We see them in our surroundings because they're made manifest through the mysterious essence of the divine matrix. For this to be the case, consciousness itself must play a role in the existence of the universe, and this is what changes everything.